USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Divers on Monday stepped up retrieval efforts for the black boxes of the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed into the sea off Jakarta, Indonesia over the weekend. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew and crashed 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight. There were no survivors. More than 87,000 East Texas homes and 45,000 in Northwest Louisiana are experiencing power outages this morning in the wake of a winter storm. No official word when power will be restored. As lawmakers talk impeachment instead of support for hurting Americans with stimulus money, President Trump plans to award New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick the Medal of Freedom this week. Trump also plans to give Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, the award Monday. The same day, Democrats are expected to introduce articles of impeachment against him. On Tuesday, Trump will visit a section of the U.S. border wall in Alamo, marking 400 miles of border security on his watch. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let's get more information on the second attempt to impeach the president.
A second Republican senator has called for President Trump's resignation, while House Democrats are preparing articles of impeachment. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey said Sunday that the country's best path forward would be for the president to step down, joining Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski in calling for his resignation. Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press that while he doesn't think impeachment is the right way to go, he says it's time for both the country and the president to move on.
Well, I think the best way for our country is for the president to resign and go away as soon as possible. I acknowledge that may not be likely, but I think that would be best. It does not look as though there is the will or the consensus to exercise the 25th Amendment option. And I don't think there's time to do an impeachment. There's 10 days left before the president leaves anyway. I think the best thing would be a resignation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will appear on a new Vogue magazine cover that has some calling it a foul. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The February issue of the Vogue magazine shows Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in casual attire, wearing sneakers, which she sometimes wore on the campaign trail. But that's not what her team reportedly agreed on. The Harris team says she was supposed to appear in the suit she wore for the cover shoot, and that they were unaware the picture had been swapped until the cover was leaked. Harris's team says they are disappointed by the magazine's decision. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn into office a week from Wednesday. The U.S. Supreme Court in April should decide if nonprofits will be forced to disclose the confidential names and addresses of major donors. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The case challenges a policy first introduced when Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General. It requires all nonprofit organizations who solicit donations in the state to disclose that confidential information. That includes radio and TV ministries when their programs reach into California. John Birch of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center will present oral arguments before the court in April.
New York has a similar rule, and if the rule is upheld in California, I'm sure you'll see it replicated in other states as well.
A final decision is expected before June 30th. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.